We have our three matzahs covered, and we're about to begin Kiddush. I will not say Hashem's name in the blessings of Kiddush, simply because this isn't the real Seder. You will notice this year we say the additions for Shabbos. This year it falls out on Shabbos. So we say all the additions for Shabbos within the Kiddush. Yom HaShishi Vayichudu HaShemayim VaHaRetz VeChol Tzivam VaYichal Elohim Yom HaShviyi MeMelachto Asher Asa VaYishbot BeYom HaShviyi MeKol MeMelachto Asher Asa VaYivarech Elohim Et Yom HaShviyi VaYikadesh Oto Ki Bo Shavat MeKol MeMelachto Asher Bara Elohim LaHasot Savrim Aranam Ramanam Rabotai. And now we switch to the Yom Tov tune. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu. I'm not saying Hashem's name because it's not the real thing. Melech HaOlam Borei Peri Agafen. Now, the Ashkenazi custom is at this point we sit down for the remaining of Kiddush. And we don't talk, of course, and we don't drink yet. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech haolam. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world. Asher bachar banu mikol ha'am. You chose us from amongst all the nations. Veromimanu mikol lashon. You uplifted us above every other language. Vekideshanu v'mitzvotav. You made us holy through the mitzvot. The mitzvot make us holier people. Vatiten lanu. You gave us Hashem Elokeinu be'ahava. You gave us with love Shabbatot limnucha, Shabbat to rest. Umoadim lesimcha. Holidays are meant to be happy. You're supposed to be happy the whole holiday. Chagim uzmanim lesason et yom haShabbat haze v'et yom chag haMatzot haze zeman chayruteinu ve'ava mikra kodesh. You gave us this Shabbat and this holiday of Pesach. This is the time we were set free. You gave it to us with love. This is a designated holy time. Zecher litziat Mitzrayim. And here, according to Maimonides, we fulfilled our biblical obligation. We said, I'm remembering the Exodus from Egypt. According to Rambam, you just did the mitzvah d'oraisa. You said the words, I'm commemorating the Exodus from Egypt. We say, you have to say much, much more than that, right? As we will see in the Haggadah. But we just began. We mentioned the Exodus. Kivanu v'charta v'otanu kidashta mikol amin. For you chose us and made us holy amongst all the nations. V'shabbat u'moadei kodshecha be'ava u'v'ratzon b'simcha u'v'sason hinchaltanu. You gave us as our heritage Shabbat and your holy holidays with love, and because you favor us, you gave it to us in gladness and joy. Baruch atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat VeYisrael VeHazemanim. Blessed are you, Hashem, who gives holiness to the Jewish people through Shabbat, and the Jewish people give holiness to the times. And then we make a Shechianu over the holiday, and that after that we will drink the first of the four cups. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech haOlam Shechiyanu v'kiyemanu v'higiyanu Now we lean on our left side. We don't want to choke. Leaning on the right, the Gemara says, can be hazardous to one's health. We lean on our left and we drink the first of the four cups. You could drink as much as you want, but remember we said what the minimum amount is.
All right, bring it up.
Yes, Benny.
How can we say the Seder? You say Dechovah until you say Pesach Matzah Maror.
Very good. It's a good question. We'll get there.
Okay.
Now we move on. You can catch it later or in the sheets. We move on to Urchatz. The next thing we're going to do is pique the children's curiosity. Now, as we begin our Seder, we should be reminded that our Seder is designated Lilu Nishmat Yosef ben Yamina Kohen. He has Yahrzeit tonight. Yosef ben Yamina Kohen. Our Seder should be Lilu Nishmato, our model Seder here at Machon Meir. Okay, now, Kadesh, we made Kiddush. Urchatz, we're going to wash. Karpas, we're washing our hands in order to dip the karpas in salt water. We will not make a blessing over washing of the hands. Now, the custom is that at least the head of the table gets his hands washed. They bring him a bowl, they bring him a cup, they bring him a towel, and they wash his hands. He's like Mamish King, right? He extends his hands, they wash his hands for him, and then he dries his hands. In some homes, everyone gets this service, but that delays the Seder by another 20 minutes, you know, until they bring the bowl to everyone and the cup to everyone. So in my house, even though when I was a kid, there were many years we did that, but Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of guests, takes a lot of time, so I'd rather give the kids the time to learn at the Seder. So we all go to the sink, except for me, just so the kids know that part of the tradition. So I get, they bring me a bucket and a cup, and they pour the water over my hands. We do not make a blessing over this washing, okay? We will wash our hands, dry them, and come back, and then every person will take a piece of karpas, and we will discuss what we're doing with the karpas. Let's go wash our hands.